Let's talk to Professor Howard Phillips this evening, Emeritus Professor of History at the UCT, and a really interesting piece today, Howard, talking about the Spanish flu of 1918 and how South Africa truly blew it when it came to dealing with an unfolding crisis. They didn't appreciate the magnitude of the problem that they were facing, and they facilitated the spread of this dreadful illness across South Africa, so much so that South Africa was one of the hardest hit parts of the world just over 100 years ago. Fill in the gaps for me, please.
Hi, hello.
Hi, fill in the gaps for me. I've painted broad brushstrokes, but how did the Spanish flu spread so effectively in South Africa in 1918?
Bruce, South Africa really had a very well-developed rail system, and so large numbers of people, initially soldiers, and then subsequently people fleeing from infected centers, whether they were migrant workers, whether they were families trying to seek some kind of safety, spread the Spanish flu high, wide, and handsome. And so even into very remote parts of South Africa, the flu penetrated and then spread literally like wildfire.
I'm a firm believer in history as a great teacher. I mean, it was allowed to spread because bureaucrats didn't understand what they were facing. And I suppose the lessons we've got to learn from that today is we've got to get a really good understanding of what we are up against with COVID-19.
Absolutely. The need for very, very strict quarantine and isolation could not be clearer. That's the one of the lessons of the 1918 flu. They quite simply didn't know what they were dealing with, and allowed it to spread without really having even the slightest idea of what they were dealing with.
I mean, countries today are taking no risk. According to Johns Hopkins in the United States, the researchers there are suggesting that the level of infection in China is leveling off. And so that lesson from 1918 is being played out in Italy, where there's strict quarantine, China, where there's strict quarantine. And for South Africa, I mean, our history tells us that we've got to be prepared to be quite militant, potentially, about the way in which we deal with the crisis as it spreads.
Absolutely. If we can put reliance on the Chinese figures and the Chinese trends, it really looks as if the lockdown in Wuhan and elsewhere has confined the spread. And if that's the pattern, and if those, and that's an if, which I don't know how much we are able to deduce from those figures, but that's the country where apparently it has begun and where it has moved through the various phases. So the lesson from that is if you try and maintain tight control over movement of individuals, because that's really what spreads both Spanish flu and coronavirus. It's individuals infected, moving around, spreading it. Then indeed that is the way to go to try and curb its possible spread in South Africa.
In 1918, 3% of the world's population, about 50 million people, died. The virus was spread through ships and trains. Today it's planes and people moving about faster and more aggressively than ever before. We have to contain the outbreak of COVID-19, and that's why there's so much fear. My thanks to Professor Howard Phillips. He is Emeritus Professor of History at UCT with that lovely little insight into the mess that South Africa created. These soldiers came back from the war. They were held in quarantine on Rondebosch Common and elsewhere in Cape Town for a couple of days. We're going, it's just flu. You'll be fine. What's Donald Trump saying about this? It's just a version of flu. And people were sent into the interior of South Africa, sent home, demobilized after the war. And South Africa was probably the sixth worst affected country in the world. 300,000 people died in 1918.